This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. And with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, Executive Director, Academy of the Arts at UA Fort Smith. Tonight, Moves from Kansas City on stage.
Oh, yes, our Distinguished Artist Series, the first in the series this year, UMKC, the University of Missouri Kansas City Conservatory, which happens to be my school.
Your alma mater, right?
That's right. I love the place. They have a dance division at the conservatory, and they have dancers that are just out of this world. And they're bringing 30 of them this evening to perform on our Distinguished Artist Series, and it's a hip-hop, jazz, pop, a little bit of ballet. It will be very high energy and just a great night. I would encourage people to come out. We're doing this in partnership with Western Arkansas Ballet. We expect the dance community to be there in mass to see this wonderful company. And so we're excited. So that's a 7:30 event tonight at the Breedlove Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door. If you have a chance to run by the box office at UAFS earlier in the day, I would pick up some tickets early.
This Friday afternoon at the Gourmet Gallery.
Yes, Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Let Me Entertain You is the theme for the afternoon. And we're going to bring some of our Academy students over, our children and our teens. And we are inviting all of those people out there who, grandparents, parents, and students, children and young people who have never been a part of the Academy or who've been away from the Academy for a while and want to find out more and want to register for spring. We want you to come over. You're going to get a chance to meet with our kids. We're going to serve some cupcakes and lemonade and just have a fun afternoon for about an hour and sing for you and dance for you and just have a fun time and tell you all about the Academy and let you pick and choose what you'd like to register for the spring semester. And that's at the Gourmet Gallery.
How is it chosen what will be performed? I mean, because it's what you want to pick stuff that will really get people interested.
Well, since we're about 2 weeks from our performances on the Showtime series, some of the Annie kids are coming to perform some numbers from Annie, and some of our kids from Thoroughly Modern Millie are coming to perform a couple things from that. So that's an easy fit because those kids love to sing and dance and perform for anyone and everyone, any time of the day.
The Academy players who are the younger
troop. The younger children, yes.
They're doing Annie Jr.
Yes, and that's our grade school kids. And then our extreme teens are our teenagers and junior high school kids, and they're performing Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Annie Jr., 11th and 12th.
That's
November,
correct. Yes,
and Thoroughly Modern Millie the 12th and 13th.
That's right.
So does that mean on the 12th you can get a double feature?
No, I mean you can. You there's different ticket prices. Yes, that's correct. But you could come in the afternoon and see Annie, and come back in the evening and see Thoroughly Modern Millie. So that's right. You could see a double feature that day.
Now I know we're smack dab in the middle of autumn.
Yes.
Right, late October, talking about things in November.
Yes.
But you're already thinking about spring.
That's what you
have to do as an executive director.
Yeah, I know. We just get everyone registered. And by the way, I should just tell you, last time I was here, you know, we were talking about we expected a record number of enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
We have a record number of enrollment. We are up to about 360 students this semester that roll in weekly. And we're expecting, we hope to reach 400 students in the spring semester. So, yes, we've just gotten everyone registered. Everybody's in their little spot,
mm-hmm.
and now we've got to re-enroll all of them and enroll new students. So I am making the call for students to register sooner than later. We, of course, send out notices to all of our currently enrolled students to re-enroll. That does not mean that students who are not currently enrolled, that they have to wait to enroll. For example, our Academy players, our Children's Theater Company, is doing High School Musical in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never been involved with us, if you send your registration in today, you will get in before a student who re-enrolls because it's first come, first serve, and we take the first 30. So while we're sending emails and telling our kids, hey, you better re-enroll right now, there may be 10 more students that are enrolling today as we speak, and we go first come, first serve. So, you know, I would just encourage people to just get right on this. You can go to our website and at uafs.edu/academy and download registration forms. You can call us at 479-788-7252 and register, or just stop by the Eccles building at UAFS and register. And we have so many things, you know, to register for.
The older kids next spring will be doing Oklahoma, by the way.
That's right.
That might get some people in.
Yes, and we're expecting a theater company for that particular show of about 40 students, okay. grade 7, actually grade 6 through 12.
Okay.
And so we really, really do want a large theater company for that show because it's such a massive event. And that is a two-hour show. It's not a junior level. It's a two-hour full-length show. And then, you know, we have that's our theater program. We have acting classes for students from first grade all the way through 12th grade. We have a musical theater workshop class, so you can get a little extra study in musical theater voice and dance and acting. And so we have an entire theater program. We have an entire instrumental program. Our youth orchestra program has 60 students in it this semester. And just in the second mm-hmm. semester, we have a wonderful conductor, Mr. Dan Mays, who has just come here from Florida. He's a cellist, and his wife is a violist. They're both involved in the program. So we will be re-enrolling our orchestra students, but we'll be adding new students. And it's full symphonic winds, brass, percussion, and strings. We're doing, in the spring semester with youth orchestra, we're doing this collaborative concert in May with the Ozark Philharmonic Youth mm-hmm. Orchestra from Northwest Arkansas with Mr. Myron Flippin. So we're really excited about that. They're coming down to perform with us, and we'll have 100 students on stage for that orchestra concert. So that's part of our instrumental program, along with African drums, flute choirs, wind ensemble, string ensemble, this entire instrumental program for students from about sixth grade and up. We have private lessons in everything for all ages from age 3 and up. We have a complete choral program that starts at third grade all the way through high school. We have a SATB choir for grades 7 and up, and then our children's choir program and our show choir and our glee group. And so we have all those programs. Then we have our preschool program for children ages 1 to 7, and then our art program for grade schoolers. And all of those programs are working well together. We have kids enrolled in two or three activities, and it's so much fun.
And there are scholarships available?
Yes. There's a way to apply for a scholarship online at our website. Just go to the Kaleidicon page, and there's a little form to fill out. Scholarships are based on financial need, mm-hmm. and so we don't want to turn a student away who really, really has an interest in the arts but just absolutely can't afford to do everything that we do. And we give partial scholarships. Occasionally we give full scholarships, but we do really try to provide, thanks to private donations, we try to provide some good scholarship money for those who need it.
People can go online and learn all about the shows and the classes.
That's correct.
All right. The website?
At uafs.edu/academy, and then they can call us at 479-788-7252.
All right. Well, have fun with Moves from UMKC.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I just wish I could dance.
Well.
You know, I'll just stay with playing the piano.
Okay.
That's what I know to do.
Thank you.
Thank you.